questions.
Merci. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much. You're right in saying that participation of women in public and political life has always been a challenge in Berlin and in the sub-region, but for the last few years, we note, as you recalled, a certain improvement. The challenges, however, remain significant. You noted that from 1992 to 2023, there was low participation of women in elections and in the National Assembly, between 4% and 9%, in fact. But thanks to the 2019 constitutional reform, our results are better. We went from 7 women to 29 members of parliament, 26% more or less today. But today, the issue is with the communal councils in the regions, at the National Assembly and in the government. Initiatives have been launched to allow women and girls to become more interested in politics. There are specific schools for to train female politicians. And also, we're working with the husbands of those women to change their mindset. Now, we have 30% representation within the political parties. The partisan system has been reformed, enabling women to flourish within the parties. Previously, anyone could create a party, and the head of the party could basically rule unchallenged. But now, the rules have changed, and women have opportunities. In the constitutions of all parties, there is a provision saying that there must be 30% female representation in the basic membership and in the decision-making positions. Much remains to be done, but the society in Berlin as a whole is very proactive. We, in 2019, carried out the constitutional reform thanks to civil society and everyone else working together to do that. So the fight goes on. The Act to Combat Harassment, up until recently, that was a problem, preventing women either succeeding in their studies or also being promoted. But we have almost got rid totally of harassment in university. Even if you're the dean of the university, you are accountable. So increasingly, girls and their rights are changing, improving. Now, to give you specific figures, I would give the floor to the president of the National Institute.